Everybody in their 30s, stand up. I just remember when Sister Sherry was with them. That's when I liked them, huh?
Yeah.
She was one nutty lady.
Didn't they do something where Colonel Parker was going to win him in a poker match or something like that?
I think they had a wedding, didn't they?
Yeah.
Colonel Parker and Sherry and whatever.
My memory's hazy on that one.
Yeah.
But yes, back here on Pro Wrestling Wednesday on 92.9 The Game.
Woo.
And Tony,
yeah,
you did some wrestling commentary, right?
That's the whole reason I'm standing in front of you.
So NJPW, they're making this big push.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yes, you're right. I should.
Okay,
explain
it. I understand it.
You know, I got to.
You're a mark. Go ahead.
So they're making this big push into the U.S. They've established a United States Championship. They had this big 2-day event out on the West Coast, the G1. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Young Bucks, but they're sort of a business in and of themselves. And they're out there. They're a tag team. They've been in Impact. They've been in Ring of Honor. But they sort of are kind of perennial free agents. They sort of go where they want to go. They cut their own deals. They sell a ton of merch on Pro Wrestling Tees, where, of course, you can get Tony Schiavone
T-shirts. You sure can.
And, you know, maybe we'll get some PWW shirts in there with a little revenue sharing agreement or something. I don't know. We'll see. But
I got a daughter getting married. I ain't giving you a dime, buddy. Go ahead. All right. Go ahead.
So there's a, you know, your old buddy, JR. He does commentary with a man named Josh Barnett.
Right.
And they've been doing commentary for NJPW. And I guess the Young Bucks were on X-Pac's podcast, 123360, I believe is the name of it. In any case, they were saying that they didn't appreciate the way he commentates their matches.
You're talking about Sean Barnett, right?
Josh Barnett, yeah.
The Young Bucks were saying
that he doesn't, the way that he calls their matches, they don't really appreciate it. They feel like, you know, he doesn't really get their style or doesn't like their style and sort of denigrates it on the commentary. And their argument was, look, man, you're supposed to be doing, you know, getting us over, getting the program over, getting the show over, not yourself. And they sort of, you know, took a couple shots at him on there. And I guess, you know, you're an announcer. You know how the game is played.
Exactly.
And I imagine you probably agree with them that it is your job to get the talent over.
Know your role. You understand?
Yes.
And you know, Jim Ross always knew his role, and that's why he's the greatest. Gordon Solie knew it, and I knew it, and that is to put the guys over and not try to say something cool that wrestling fans will remember.
Yeah.
The only thing that wrestling fans remember from me, I really think, there's a couple of things, but I think the night Hulk Hogan turned and I said that Hulk Hogan could go to hell, and a lot of fans remember that. That was not scripted, I understand, and I wasn't trying to put myself over. I was trying to put over the fact that Hulk Hogan was turning heel. And that's what you're supposed to do, and I think the Young Bucks are right. I'm not listening to Josh's commentary here, so I cannot give an accurate description of it. But if he's working with Jim Ross, I'm sure Jim Ross let him know about it because Jim knows what to do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like you're saying, when you were selling the Bash of the Beach, I mean, the whole premise is this could be the death of WCW. It, you know, you're a WCW guy. You should be distraught at something like that happening.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think it's... you know, look, you know, everybody's going to have their complaints about anything, no matter how you spin anything. You know, people are going to see it their way or your way, and there's not much you can do about that. But I think you're right, you know, especially when you have a new promotion, you have a bunch of talent on there that probably people are seeing for the first time, especially the Japanese talent. I think you do got to make sure that you're giving 110% on the commentary and making sure that what you're getting over is what is best for the company and best for the talent involved.
There's no question. That is your job, to put things over. And there were many times at WCW during the Monday Nitro Wars, even while we were hot, we had luchador matches and six-man tag team luchador matches that I did not like. And I didn't like it because I thought in the old school days that if something happened to you, you needed to sell it to make it seem authentic. And this is back in the day before the curtain was pulled back for everybody. And I remember a six-man luchador match where they took, I think it was Hector Garza, three guys, put him over their shoulder, and used him like a battering ram against the ring post. Bam! And he falls down. 3 seconds later, he's climbed up on the top rope and doing a splash on all three of them. And I remember thinking at that time, he's nuts. If you were just thrown into a ring post, head first, shoulder first, you're not going to climb up on the top rope and do a splash on all three guys. So they were doing spots for the sake of doing high spots. And I know that's a lot of what's going on now. But as an announcer, you got to look through that and still got to put the guys over. So
yeah, and I think, you know, look, I dig the Young Bucks style. I mean, you know, super kick parties are amazing. I don't know what I don't know what to tell you. And for me, wrestling should always be fun. Like, if you're not having fun, then what are you doing? Like, what are you doing it for? I don't, you know, so, you know, like I said, I think, you know, it'll probably blow over or something. It won't be that big a deal, but it's just, it's crazy. I mean, you know, again, like coming from, you know, from your background, from working on a wrestling production, you know, we sort of got a sadder story here with Paige and Del Rio.
Right.
TMZ's reporting that now, I guess, basically, long story short, they had some sort of altercation with each other at an airport.
An argument, an altercation, whatever.
Whatever it was. Okay. We're not going to sit here and speculate on what may or may not have happened in people's relationship. But I guess right now the Orlando PD is looking at both of them, and they might charge them with something. And, you know, it's a sad situation all around. But I guess Global Force Wrestling slash Anthem slash Impact Wrestling or whatever, you know, Alberto Del Patron, as he's known there, is their current champion, and Impact tapes a lot of their stuff. And, you know, I guess on a conference call, they were, you know, Jeff Jarrett was asked, are you going to scrap all that footage?
Right.
You know, if you're going to suspend him, like, what does that mean for your storylines? And, you know, he said scrapping the storylines will probably hurt the brand, you know, more than I don't, well, he didn't say more than whatever else is going on, but
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
But I think, it's a tough position to be in, you know. Nowadays, the social media, all this stuff gets out somehow, somewhere.
Right.
You know, somebody, you know, whether it's true or not, things, you know, have a snowball effect. I mean, I think it's, you know, how would, it's really tough because you got weeks of television, you know, you got commitments, you get advertisers. I mean, is there any kind of, without completely throwing everything away, I mean, is there any way you can think of that they could get out of it?
Yeah, or? the only way they get out of it is do the old school thing that we used to do when something would change. Is that you redo the commentary.
Yeah.
Because you never, I mean, they could have been talking about him as the champion. And then when it comes to a match where he was coming out, you just do two announcers standing at a set and talking about something else. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Or you can change matches around. And that's what we used to do when we would tape at Disney. We would have to change matches around. That's the only thing you can do. Again, it's an investment in putting those shows together. It takes money. It takes time to put those shows together. The storylines will probably continue, but I understand from what I read, he's been suspended.
Yeah.
And again, we're not going to comment on what's going on, but that's just kind of an insight into what goes on. There's a lot of money and effort put into hosting these shows.
And especially an organization like Impact, which has had so many struggles over the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
With financing and all that kind of stuff. You know, Billy Corgan coming in and then going out.
Right.
And Dixie Carter leaving and all that kind of stuff where it's like, God, you know, I feel badly for some of those guys because, you know, you could tell, you know, they wanted to succeed. The guys that work there, there's a lot of quality talent on that roster. And you just feel bad that, like, things like this just keep happening to them is the phrase I was looking for there. But, yeah, I just think, you know, it's a tough spot to be in, you know, especially when you're talking to your champion. You know, it's, you know, if it was just some guy, you could write him off pretty easily. But I think when you have... when it's a guy who's supposed to be the top of your roster and, you know, holding that belt, I think it's going to be much more difficult for them to get out of it, at least in the interim, until they burn through these next few episodes.
Yeah, you can bench a player, but if the player's on TV already, you got to let that TV go, I think. That's just my thought about that. Let's quickly go to Bobby in East Point. Bobby, got about a minute. And thanks for calling. You're listening to Pro Wrestling Wednesday. Bobby, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just had to when I heard Ric Flair. I was like, wow. And I was telling my son, I said, yeah, I've met Ric a couple times. My best friend, dad was a wrestler, a guy by the name of Johnny Walker Sr.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know who he is.
Yeah, wrestling too. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. And his wife, oddly enough, made the robes for Ric.
She sure did.
God bless her Irish soul.
Yep.
Great lady.
Right.
Good family. And I was just wondering, how much has it changed for you doing it or seeing it as opposed to when it first started to what it is now? Because essentially it's the same thing, entertaining the fans and giving them what they want.
Yeah.
And these guys are some of the most amazing athletes because I've been in that ring, and I'm going to tell you something, with a full jacket on, you land on that apron, it stings a little bit. I don't know how they do it 300 or 400 times a year.
Bobby, I agree with that. I don't know how they do it. Let me tell you this. They are great athletes. Back when I started, I was a rabid wrestling fan from the hills of Virginia, and I loved it, and I respected it, and I called it. And now today, with all the things that are available to you on television, you just got to find your niche, right?
Yeah.
And that's why they do the outrageous things.
No, and I think there's more wrestling on than there ever was.
Exactly.
And so it's a great time if you're a fan.
All right, we're going to wrap up our program. Thanks for being with us tonight. Remember, you can always listen to Pro Wrestling Wednesday on 92.9 The Game or 92.9thegame.com.